This is your dose of daily market wisdom with master trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to inthemoneystocks.com. Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. It's 8/18/21, show number 312. Well, we got more earnings due out today, right, Nick?
This is a big week for retail. Yes, we have a lot of earnings out today. Target and Lowe's are the two big names. You also had TJ Maxx or TJX companies and Children's Place. So this has been a big week for retail. Home Depot was out yesterday. I have to say, Lowe's is flying high today. They reported earnings, and the stock is really off to the races, up about 11% as we speak. And then you had Target down about 0.5%, but that just went positive. So it looks like retail is a little bit favorable today. They wasn't so favorable yesterday, but that's an options X week for you, where you're going to get a lot of ups and downs in the markets. Should be all over the place. I wouldn't make too much out of this week's trading action. As you know, with options expiration being this Friday, it's a week of game playing. And the institutions have a job to do when it comes to putting certain stocks at certain levels into the Friday expiration.
All right. So what's with Bitcoin today? It's holding steady pretty much, huh?
Yeah, when we look at Bitcoin today, I'm just getting this chart up here, down a little bit, but it's sitting right around that 45,000 area. And again, that's that 50% retrace level that I was talking about last week. And you could see how it really stalled out there. So I tell traders all the time, after a big decline, it's not unnatural to see a 50% retrace. So if it can consolidate here, then it probably is looking to make another push. But I think you need to see a little bit more consolidation. And I would still be very, very cautious at this stage.
All right. And our top story for today, this outfit, Palantir, is buying gold bars. They bought $50 million worth, and they're a kind of sketchy company, aren't they?
Well, I mean, they're very popular now. The company has been, one of the top analytic software companies. They have not been around all that long, but I was shocked to see the news that they actually went ahead and bought $50 million worth of gold bars, 100-ounce bars. They've only been publicly trading since October of 2020, so they don't have a lot of shelf life here, but I just found it pretty interesting. A company that does work with the government, they do all this data collection and things like that, and here they are buying $50 million in 100-ounce gold bars. So when you see something like that, that should be telling us something. I don't think they're probably looking to flip it anytime soon, but I wouldn't rule out that these guys are starting to accumulate gold because they see something out there.
Hey, and just to let you know who Palantir is, back in 2018, I caught this article that, this is Peter Thiel's company, by the way. That's one of the guys from Facebook, one of the financiers of it, hedge fund guy. And they made a deal with the IRS to pursue tax cheats by connecting the dots in millions of tax filings, bank transactions, phone records, and even social media posts. And it was a $99 million deal. So what they're doing is they're data mining, figuring out your spending, and then the IRS compares that to what your income is on your tax return. And if they don't like the results, then what do? They audit you, right?
It's pretty amazing. But you have to look at these companies out, and it's not only Palantir that does this. There are a lot of these analytic companies out there. But the amount of information that they have on each and every person is rather remarkable. So, just to go out and see that they are buying gold, and they have not bought Bitcoin, but they said they could potentially do that down the road. I think it tells us something. And again, I would just, we watch gold every day anyway. We're gold traders. But point I'm trying to make is this company has a lot of information, and they're out there buying gold. That should tell us something.
Yeah, that's definitely a tell, a major tell, because they're a publicly traded company. They had to disclose it, right?
That's right. They had to put it in their last filing, and it is now public information. But I like to know something like that. That gives us a little heads up of what they think. Remember, these guys are forward looking. So when you collect all this data, what you're doing usually is you're creating an algorithm that is always going to or generally going to try to tell you the future. So I think it's very, very important. And I was shocked to really hear about it last night. And I think that tells us something about the future going forward.
Hey, and if even a small number of important companies across the country start buying $50 million gold each, that could really have a dramatic impact upon the price.
It certainly could. And I'm not sure we'll see that happen. But, you know, I'm really just drawn in because these guys have so much data on governments. They have so much data on different government agencies worldwide, different people worldwide, high net worth people. I could only imagine, you know, all of the information that they have gathered over the years. So just the fact that they are getting into the gold business now, that has definitely perked up my antennas.
Yeah. Hey, you and me both. So as far as gold and silver today, they're both down. What's the action there?
Yeah, gold is down about $4.50 on the futures, in the futures. And again, that's not that big a deal. It's a decline of around 0.25%. But overall, gold has hung in there fairly well lately. And I got to say, you know, there's always a chance that they could ramp this thing up to around the 1840 level. I just don't see it getting much above there. Not to say that it can't. We would need to see, you know, more constructive chart pattern develop. But right now, it's come off the lows pretty nicely. It's sitting at around 1783. I think the max upside on it is around 1840, 1835. And we'll leave it at that. If things change, you know, we'll talk about it again.
All right. Interesting. Interesting. Well, hey, so it's on a little bit of a bounce, meeting a little headwind today, nothing meaningful. So we'll leave it at that. In any event, you should go over to inthemoneystocks.com, find out how Nick has been beating the market averages for decades now. The Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz. Emails are welcome. Send them to kl@kerrylutz.com. All right, Nick, we'll pick up with you on Friday.
Sounds good, Kerry.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.